Mamhu. Really, like we always say, maybe Raisa, it's called day. As soon as Erla Sashacha starts, which we hold really is like 72 minutes before sunrise, as soon as Erla Sashacha comes up, it's called daytime. I, the question, why do you say you still Yetze Mitzvah Kriyishma Shalaila? Fahai de Korele Laila? Teika Inshi Degani Behishosa. There are still some people that are sleeping at that time. Like we said, the Mitzvah Kriyishma Shalaila is totally in Beshachacha. And Wadashi now calls them on, people are still sleeping. So even though Erlis HaShachar is the beginning of day, but there are still some people sleeping. So you can still be Yetzah Mitzvah Kriyish Meshalayla of Bishachbucha. So Drashi, for how the Korele Laila, the Koma Yetzah Boy, Kriyish Meshalayla, why? Mishum Dika Degoni, the Karinim Bayu Bishachbucha. It's still called a Bishachbucha now. Even though Midi Reis, it's called day already, it's called Yoyim, four mitzvahs of the day. From Eilus HaShachar, it's called Yoyim, except for Mitzvah Kriyishma. Because Kriyishma Shalayla, the Torah doesn't say Lailo, the Torah says Ubishok Pecho, when people are sleeping. And people are still sleeping now. And on this now, Omer Rabachab Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Kri Rabbi Shimin, Sha'oma Mishum Rabbi Kiva. We even pass it like this Halacha, that when we'll soon say it means B'dieved, that if you were an honest, then you didn't say Kriyishma Shalayla, even after Eilus HaShachar, as long as it's not late Sachama, you can still be Yetze Kriyishma Shalayla. Omer Rab Zera, Zokt Rab Zera, of the Ubuvad Shlo Yemer Hashkivenu. If you're going to daven Marav now, like say Kriyishma, say the Brochis, Hashkivenu you can't say. Says the Mechudesh Shikar Rashi, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ubuvad Shlo Yemer Hashkivenu. Ha-Koyra Kriyishma Shalayla Shachris, Somach l'omod hashachar. If you're davening like Kriyishma Shalayla, right before Amud Hashachar is Lo Yemer Hashkivenu. You shouldn't say Hashkivenu. Why? Even though it's still Laila, hey, until Eilus Hashachar, Amud Hashachar, it's still Laila, but still Hashkivenu you shouldn't say. She'ein oid zman tchila shchiva, el zman soif shchiva. That's called the end of the Zman Shchiva, right before Eilus Hashachar. So Tfilah, you could be Yetzah Mitzvah Kriyishma then. But to say the Tfilah of Hashkivenu, which means when we are going to sleep, now's not a time of going to sleep, it's the time of the end of sleeping. So it doesn't pass to say the Brach of Hashkivenu if you daven Mariv right before Eilus Hashachar.
What about Birchas Hamakom?
If you go to sleep then, you mean? Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure. Maybe the Chur will be the same story. You wouldn't have to say it then. But Rashi skips the case. Tosfos asks the kasha and Rashi, L'chura, Rab Zeira now, that's saying, B'vach L'yom Rashkivenu, he should have went on the last case. The last case we're talking about, where you're saying Kriyishma Shalayla, even after Eilus HaShachar. Abi, it's before Netzach Hama, we're saying now, you could be Eitzah, Kriyishma Shalayla. So Tosfos learns on that, Din Rab Zeira goes to say, if you're going to say Kriyishma after Eilus HaShachar, then it's not a Zman Shchiva anymore, you can't say Hashkivenu. Because that was the last memra. Why does Rashi say no? Reb Zeira is even going back to the first man diyom here. That if you say Kriyishma, like Din of the Mishnah, before Eilus HaShachar, still you can't say Hashkivenu. Like, why did Rashi skip a memra? So Tosfos learns not like Rashi. Now, Halacha is not like Rashi either. Halacha reads that if you say Kriyishma before Eilus HaShachar, you say Hashkivenu. Just in the case we're going to say Kriyishma after Eilus HaShachar, habiyat before Netzach Hama, then you don't say Hashkivenu. So the Shag HaSayi wants to answer Rashi like this. He wants to tell you that there is another mitzvah every night that Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to do it night time. Tila and Chita, that's man. There the Torah says, V'dashin kol yimecha yecha, l'hovi ha-leilis. So there it's totally in Laila. Avada, when it comes Eilus HaShachar, it's not as man to be Yetzah that mitzvah anymore. Is you're going to be Yetzah the mitzvah of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim up until Eilus HaShachar. But afterwards, not. So mainly the brachas we say of Kriyishma, after Kriyishma, Zemes V'yemuna, that's a bracha of saying Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim. So about it says here, now Rab Zeira says, Ubuvach l'yemer Hashkivenu, you should not say the bracha Hashkivenu. It's mashma only Hashkivenu you don't say, but Emes V'emuna you would say. So l'chura, why is there a chiyah to say Emes V'emuna? Emes V'emuna, the Ikra is talking about the chiyah Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sif we're talking about now, after Eilus HaShachar, it shouldn't be as man to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim either. Therefore, Rashi b'daf kolon yabzeiros mem is going back to the first man diyomo, where you are saying Kriya Shema before Olas Hashachar. So before Olas Hashachar, it's Vaday Laila. So then, Navada, you could say Emes Femuna, because it's a zman still to remember Yisias Mitzrayim b'Laila. It's the Laila. Still, Reb Zeira says the Chiddush of Hashkiveni you can't say, because Hashkiveni was a tefillah for in the beginning when people go to sleep. But now, right before Olas Hashachar, it's Kamat time when everybody's getting up. There's not as much tefillah Hashkiveinu. But then it passed to say Emes Femuna. But Rashi learns, but after Olas Hashachar, it doesn't pass to Bzeiros Memra. Because then not only won't you say Hashkiveinu, you won't say Emes Femuna. That's why the Hashkiveinu say you want to answer Rashi. Right. So the Marki Yosser, Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Yosef. Omar. Hod Rav Yachar bar Rav Chanina, Omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. That's what he said, we passed like this last Kiddush, that you could say Kriya Shema Shalayla, even after Olas Hashachar, so to love the Farish Itma, he never said it outright. Ela Miklol Itma, we only know it from a klal. It's for, like, you could bring a raya from what something that he said. So what was the Maisa? The Yehu Zugud Rabbonin, there was a pair of Rabbonin, the Ishtaka Behilula, the bread of Yeshua ben Levi. They went to the Chasna, the Yeshua ben Levi married off his son, and they became Shikha there. And they fell asleep, and they didn't have a marav. They were a big onus. And they woke up in the morning now, and Vaisdeis even woke up after Olas Hashachar. Is us lekaim with Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. They came to ask Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, and they asked him, "What should we do? Should we say Kriya Shema not?" Omar, he said, "Kedayu Reb Shimon lismach olav b'shas atchak." So that's how we get this halacha. Only b'shas atchak he can be saying on this Reb Shimon. To daven marav with the say Krishma after Olas Hashachar. That's the b'dievad tikadin. That means if you're an honest gomer in a case where you were shikur, so it wasn't some the pshat you yourself like went to sleep or you yourself let the time go by. You're an honest, then you're allowed to say Krishma even after Olas Hashachar. So maybe it's not as feel like you asked from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, when is the last time you're allowed to say Krishma normal? That's only up until Olas Hashachar. Up until Olas Hashachar you're allowed to say. After that, if you were awake and for your own reason you forgot to say, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema anymore. Just in the case where you're an honest gomer that you became shikur, something like that, then you have Reb Shimon's halacha, you're even allowed to say it after Olas Hashachar. Why? Because it's still called the Zaman Shiva, some people are still sleeping. What? No, you say the Birchus Kriya Shema. In Halacha, you say Birchus Kriya Shema. Just Hashkiveni, you would not say that. So,
isn't this Safik Yom Safik Lala and Brachas Hakel?
No, but we say no. We say Midiraisa, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema because it's still called the Shoch Becho, because people are still sleeping then, even after Olas Hashachar. So Midiraisa, you are Vadi, allowed to say Kriya Shema.
What about the Koranis then?
No. There's a din in Krishma we're saying now. Midiraisa, it's daytime ready. But the din of Krishma Shalala is not totally in Laila, it's totally in Zaman Shiva when people are sleeping. So people are still sleeping now, you're allowed to say Krishma. No, so you can say the Prochus Krishma also.
I'm referring to our Mishnah where it's Hector Cholav Mevarim.
Well, this is not the din of the Mishnah, it's a new din in Krishma now. Forget about the Mishnah. I'm just saying, the Mishnah isn't talking about normal. But in the case you run honest then you have this Chiddush, you're allowed to say Krishma even after Olas Hashachar, until Netzach Hamer. No. So the Mishnah Gemara, the Mishnah was Maisa Shabo Bonim. So the Gemara and the Mishnah brings down the Maisa, that Gamliel's children came off on the Chasna, and they asked the father, we didn't say Krishma yet, can we still say Krishma? For the Gemara, the Yad Hashtal Shmiel Lohu, Hoder of Gamliel. Didn't the Bonim know already what the father said? Like, what are they asking the father? What's the luck? What should I do? They know already what the father said. The father says, you're allowed to say Krishma until Olas Hashachar. So what was the Bonim's question? So the Marhoki called Malay. This is what the children, the Bonim, meant to ask the father of Gamliel. That Rabbonin Pligyalavich. We know that Rabbonin Dingzachanyu. The Rabbonin say you can only say Krishma or Dav Marav until Chatzos. After Chatzos, Lali, not allowed to Dav Marav anymore. Is the question now, the Yochid Rab Malochak Rabin, Luchur, if the Rabbonim dingzach on you, then we should hold like the Rabbonim, and we should not be allowed to daven Krishma anymore. Oy Dilma, Rabbonim Kavosach Svirulu. Really, the Rabbonim hold like you, like we said before, that Midyaraisa Bishoch Bechoz Man Krishma is the whole night time, until Olas Hashachar. Ay, Vahay the Kamarat Chatzais, Kamriat Chatzais. Why do the Rabbonim say you should only say Krishma till Chatzais? That's kdei laharchik odim min avera. They made a hachoka. When the Rabbonim were telling you, make sure to say Krishma before Chatzos. Because if people are going to wait to say it later, we're afraid they'll wait throughout the whole night and never say it. So it's only hachoka with the Rabbonim. So that was the question. So Am Omalhu, so this from Gamliel answered back to children, you should know. Rabbonin Kavosi Svirulhu. The Rabbonim holds like me also. That midyaraisa, they're also masking, you could say Krishma the whole night until Aros HaShachar. Mela v'chayovim atim. Therefore, you are mechuyev now to say Krishma. I have heard the kamri at chatzais. Why do the rabbanim say a mitzvah like only to chatzais? That's only the laharcha godim and avera. That's hachokka. They don't want you to daven Krishma after chatzais. But that's only the rabbanim the galocha. So Vayis says, if it's a suffix in the rabbanim's, then you could zicha b'seimach on me that I say you're allowed to say Krishma even after Elul HaShachar. So Rashi. Hakei Karmelis Rashi L'Rabbi Gamliel V'Legoros Ella Rabbonin Pligi Alavoch Kleima. This is what that's what the children ask the father. Mi Pligi Rabbonin Alecho. The Rabbonin dings on you to hide the Amriat Chatzos. That the Rabbonin say only until Chatzos. Davka Kamri they mean Badavka to Lei Mashmalu B'Shach B'Chol Kolzaman Shchiva. They don't say Midiraisa B'Shach B'Chol means Kolzaman people are sleeping. Ella Kolzaman Shederech B'Neyodim L'Sasek Leilech V'Lishka. His B'Shach B'Chol means when people are doing the mice of going to sleep. Or Miu B'Chol Pligi Ad Rablezer. This Rabbon Dinsach on Rablezer. Dilu Rablezer Svir Lei Zman Eisik Shchiva Enival Al Ashmar Rishena. The Blazer says people that are going to sleep go to sleep the first 4 hours of the night. But the Rabbanan say no. People even go to sleep until Chatzos. But you, Rabbi Gamliel, our father, Ubishoch, B'chol, you hold, means Kol Zaman Shibnei Yodim Sheikhvim, Kol Zaman people are sleeping. V'hainu, therefore you say that means Kol Alayla. So if this is the machlokes, this in Diraisa, the locha should be the yochid, the rabbim alocha karabim. Then we should zikha pasken like the rabbonin that say if the chatzos is not a zman krishma anymore, that's not called a zman over v'shoch b'cho going to sleep. Oy dilma, the other tzaddik we hold is kavosach svirulu. That means zmash mulhu the rabbonin also hold over v'shoch b'cho means kol zman shchiva. Kol zman people are going to sleep. Kol zman people are sleeping. V'hai the kamriat chatzos. That's why it's a chatzos. That's only a chokhu. They lizaris to mizaris you. O miu heichad the yisnis in a place you're an honest like here. The bonim went to a chasna and they were an honest there. They forgot to say Krishna. Vulei kora koydim chatzos adayin zman chiyuvihu. O mechayve v'nafki yedei Krishna bezmanoi. You are yaitzah zman Krishna. That was the question, and the father really answered back that that's halacha kavosei svirulu v'chayavim atem nikras gasin loy gasin emutorim. That filush loy bezan etnan you're allowed to, but the pshat is you're mechuyev to say Krishna, and that's the way we hold halacha. Halacha we hold that metchila you're supposed to daven marav Krishna before chatzos. That does not mean if it's 11:30, it's almost chatzos, and you want to wait another half an hour and do something else. Metchila you should try and daven Krishna before chatzos. But in case you didn't do it before Chatzos, you are still allowed to metchila now daven Marav and Krishma up until Elul HaShachar. No, even if you're not we pass on the Galil. What? The pshat is that's the Rabban hold like this. Well, this is the machlokes we're showing him. That's what Rashi's learning you're allowed to write. The Ben Yoina learns that according to Chachomim, you're not allowed to say it all. That the Rabbanan took away the mitzvah Krishma. But not the Nageyas, but Allah we hold like Rav Gamliel, that you're allowed to say Krishma until Elul HaShachar. Just that Metchila you should try and say it before Chatzos. Vayta v'loy zu b'vad omru elo, for the more of Rav Gamliel, mi komad Chatzos. At the end of the Mishnah explains that whenever the din is until Chatzos, really you're allowed to do it the whole night. It's only Achokim and the Rabbanan. So who is saying this the end part of the Mishnah? Still Rav Gamliel. So the question, does Rav Gamliel say until Chatzos by Krishma? Rav Gamliel himself says there's no din Chatzos. You can say Krishma until Elul HaShachar. So what does it mean to say Ad Chatzos? For the Gemara Rav Gamliel, mi kamar Ad Chatzos, tiktoni v'loi zu b'vad amru. That not only here to Chatzos, and other things until Chatzos. So the Gemara Pshat al-Hokhi kama luhu Rav Gamliel l'bnei. This is what Rav Gamliel told his children. Afilu l'rabbonan, even according to the Rabbonan, the Yamriat Chatzos, that they hold that Mitzvah Krishma is only to Chatzos, you should know, really midiraisa mitzvah sat shiyala omer ha-shachar. Midiraisa, it's called Laila, it's Zman Krishma's until the morning, until Aros ha-shachar. I've heard the Yamriat Chatzos, why the Rabbonan say at Chatzos, That's only because they lahacha godim in avera. That's only the rabbanon dekarchoka not it shouldn't come that you'll skip marav altogether. So the mela in the raisa you could zikhe b'say kriyish miyefta chatzais. So therefore we pass malacha like Rabbi Gamliel. But hekter chalovim. So Mishnah says hekter chalovim. These mitzvahs are called halayla. For the Gemara of Ilu Achilas Psachim Leketoni, our Mishnah doesn't say about the mitzvah Midirais that eats a korban Pesach by night. The Mishnah doesn't say the mitzvah is the whole night time. So Mashmawat, there's only a mitzvah until Chatzayis, not more. For the Gemara of Minu Abakasha, another Braisa says Kriyashma Arvis, that we daven Kriyashma every night. For Halel Blel Psachim, that we say Halel on Pesach by night. The Achilas Pesach and eating the Pesach. Is mitzvah and at shiyal omad hashachar. The mitzvah talk was also with the rights of the whole night time. So chutz estira. If it's the whole night time, how come our Mishnah only says and doesn't say the whole night time? But it's mashma our Mishnah holds only until chatzais, not the whole night time. Omer Rabbi Yosef lekasha. Some machlokes tanoim. Hori Rabbi Elazar ben Azai. Hori Rabbi Akiva. Some machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. How long you allowed to eat the korban pesach by night? The mail is negated to us. Our mitzvah matzah is also bezman shepesach pesach unachum lefanecha. So it's the same thing. How long is the mitzvah matzah pesach by night? So you have to eat the matzah before chatzos, or you'll have to eat the matzah until oilas hashachar. That's this machlokes we show you. Titania, we learned it doesn't possibly be yochlu es abosa balay lazir. You should eat the korban pesach by this night. We have Lezer ben Azaya Oimer. Nema kan balayla hazeh. It says right in this mitzvah, Tita Korm Pesach balayla hazeh. The Nema lahal in the next pasuk it says, the Yovarte v'yerotz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh, that Hashem made the Makas Bechorus. Isma lahal anat chatzois. Just like the Makas Bechorus was by chatzois, Av kanat chatzois. Here also, the Torah says, eat the Korm Pesach balayla hazeh. It means only until chatzois, you're allowed to eat the Korm Pesach. That's Rebbe Lezer ben Azaya. Rabbi Akiva, Omalei Rabbi Akiva, Baloi Kfa Nema, the Pasuk says, B'chipozim, that you're allowed to eat it until they ate it, B'chipozim. Widashna means, Ad Shas Chipozim, until the Shas Chipozim means when they're Fatum of leaving Mitzrayim. When did the Yid Mamish leave Mitzrayim? In the morning, Berlas HaShachar. So, Chur, you should be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until Berlas HaShachar. In Kem of Azoi, Matam Aloim Balaila, why does it say Balaila? Yochol yehe necha kikotchim b'yoyim. I would think what a korban pesach is like any korban. You're allowed to eat him in the daytime. Tamaloyma balayla. It says balayla hu nechal v'loy b'yoyim. You're not allowed to eat it b'yoyim. That's why it says balayla hazeh. But really, Rabbi Kiva holds you're allowed to eat the korban pesach the whole night time at shat chipozin. And just the chiddush of balayl hazeh means that a regular korban, the kishlomin, that you bring the korban in the middle of the day, Allah is allowed to eat it that whole day and the night time. So we bring the korban pesach erev pesach by daytime. So maybe you should be allowed to start eating the korban pesach right after you brought it. Kamash, well, no, balayl, you have to first eat it by nighttime. Now, how long in the nighttime? Ah, shas chipozin. So Rashi, shas chipozin, Rashi shenech pesul lotzeis. When they are fatumu, they are fast going out. V'hainu omad hashachar, that's in the morning. K'dichtiv, loitaitzu ish mi pesach beisei ad boiker. Nobody go out of your house until the morning. So the Yidin first went out of Mitzrayim in the morning. So you're allowed to eat the korban pesach the whole night time. So why does it say belayla? It's Rashi Yochi Yenechel kishah kotchim b'yoyim shchitosei. Whenever you make the shchita that day, you can start eating it. K'derech toido. You bring a korban toida, you can only eat the meat one day. His right after the shchita, you can start eating it. The halayla and the night time at habayker. So I would think of the zoi who adin korban pesach start eating it right away. But no, balayla is there. Only night time you can eat it, not by daytime. But this is the machlokes of Elazar ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva. How long you can eat the korban pesach? So that's our mission then goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya. You can only eat the korban pesach until chatzos, and that price it goes like Rabbi Kiva. So according to this cheshbon, it's a stam mishnah. Our first mishnah brachas that holds that korban pesach is only until chatzos. So that's why lechur we should pasken like that. But the Rosh Hashanah says there are other stam mishnahs hold like Rabbi Kiva. So mele lemaisa blaz a sveik of the dina. So it's not so poshid how exactly pasken. That's why usually Pesach night is the tumor, that some people say try and eat the afikayim, try and eat the matzah before chatzos to the yaitzer of loz ben azayi shita. But with the evidence, you can be samach and be kibish shita, because there are stam mishnas both ways. So it's not really klo achra how we paskin. So chuy should be machmer is best to try and do both. That's why the pilu we try and eat the afikayim before chatzos to be yaitzer. We have a loz ben azayi shita. But with the evidence, you can be a samach and be kibish shita until yoyim. So the Mora, Bishleim the Rav Loza ben Azayyad Yisleik Zeyre Shava Itzrup Lemichtav Hazer. That's where it says Balaylo Hazer. That night Yisleik Zeyre Shava, that it's only the same time of Makas Bechorus and Tulcha Tzoyz. Elul Rabbi Kiva, that says no, it's the whole night time. And Lail is only to tell me not day, you can't eat the Korm Pesach Erev Pesach by day, you have to wait till the night. Why does the Pesach says Balaylo Hazer? It's Yoshua said Balaylo. What's the word Hazer doing? And the Gemara, Lemute Laila Acher, who the Yosef? It's come to tell me only that night, you dalad by night, and not the next night. Why? Because I would think a carbon Pesach is doima to a carbon Shlomim. Salka Taitachaminech, Hoyol U Pesach, Kochim Kalim. A carbon Pesach has Dine Kochim Kalim on it. U Shlomim is also Kochim Kalim. So I would think, Ma Shlomim Necholim Lishne Yom Avalailo Echod, just like a carbon Shlomim could be eating for two whole days. And one night in between. Is that Pesach, the same thing the Korm Pesach? Nechol shtei leilois b'mokim beit yomim. Is that the Pesach says Korm Pesach is only at night? So I would think, just like a Shlom has 2 days, so what's the day for Korm Pesach? The nights. So I would think maybe 2 nights you could eat the Korm Pesach. Leil yudal and leil tezvav. V'yenechol beit leilois v'yoynechot. Kamashmon, that's what the Pesach says, no. Balaylo hazeh. Balaylo hazeh hu nechol. Only this night you dalad balaylo you could eat the Korm Pesach. Or the yein nechol balaylo acher. That's Pshat Nebukido. So it's good. And more of a loza ben Azayah, was a maloy sasuru ad boikinavka. He says, no. How do you know you can eat the Korm Pesach the next night? Because it says, don't leave it over ad boikinavka. Mashmon, as soon as it comes the next morning, it's nicer. You're not allowed to eat it. Rebbe Kiva, if on this pasuk alone, don't leave it over till the morning. What does the morning mean? The first day Yom Tov, it's not nicer yet. Because the second night you could also eat it. What does boiker mean that becomes nicer? The second boiker. No. Kol boiker boiker rishonu. Poship shatim lezuruad boiker means the first morning. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds lezuruad boiker. I know you can only eat it in one morning. So therefore, he holds that you're allowed to eat the Korm Pesach the whole night until Alas Hashachar. That's the machlokes of Loza ben Azayin Rebbe Kiva. So the Gemara Bahani Tanoi, this machlokes Tanoim is Kani Tanoi. He's telling another machlokes Tanoim whether you can eat the Korm Pesach the whole night time or just until Chatzos. Titania, Shom Tizbach Esa Pesach Be'erif, Pesach Shemet Shchita of the Korm Pesach Be'erif, that's one Zman. And the Erev was soon going to say that means after Chatzos of Erev Pesach. The Erev here means when the sunlight starts turning towards night, which means after Chatzos of the day of Erev Pesach, that's the Zman Hashchitas Korm Pesach. Then, Kevoy HaShemesh, Moyeh Seitzchem Mitzrayim. So there are like 3 Zmanim here. Like Rashi says, Shom Tizbach Es HaPesach, the Erev Kevoy HaShemesh, Moyeh Seitzchem Mitzrayim. So Rashi, Arei Lecho Shloisha Zmanim Sheinim Shovim. We have 3 different zmanim in this pasuk. But erev, that means ki yenotu tzloli erev haynu li'aka chatzois hayim. If the chatzois of erev Pesach shenistalko chama meroish kolodim, the sun already moves from straight on top of you. V'not solamar, that's one zman. Kavoy hashemesh, that means when the sun goes down altogether, that's mishach shecha. And moyet seischem here mitzrayim, the time we went out of Mitzrayim, that means baboiker. That means in the morning. So this pasuk is saying 3 different zmanim nogeh to the Korban Pesach. There's a zman of Erev Pesach after Chatzos Hayom. There's a zman of Balayla, the beginning of the night. And there's a zman of Seischem in Mitzrayim the next morning. So Reb Lezer Omer, like this. The Erev Ata Zaveich. When is the zman Shchita Korban Pesach? That's after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Ukevoy HaShemesh.
Alright, turn up. Yeah, again, the Trebelezer Waimer, the Erev Ata Zveich, by evening, you should make the Zvicha. Ukevoy HaShemesh, when evening means in the afternoon, after Chatzos. Ukevoy HaShemesh, when it comes evening at night time, that's the Zman HaToich, that's the Zman Shrit from the Korban Pesach. For the next morning when they went out of Mitzrayim, if you didn't the carbon by then, that's when it becomes nice, that's when you have to burn it. Reb Yeshua Aimer, Derevata Zaveach, Kavoya Shemashata Oichel, Viyad Mosli at Oichel, how long can you eat it? Voilach, Admoya Tzedkum Mitzrayim until you went out of Mitzrayim. They could only eat it until Chatzais Halaylo, that was the Zman when they went out of Mitzrayim, Bechatzais Halaylo. Now the Gemara says, Omer Ababa, Hakom Odom, everybody agrees, Hakom Odom, Kishenigulu Yisur Mitzrayim, Omer Klai Yisur Fit from Mitzrayim, Le Nigulu Ala Berev, by evening. By Chatzoy, Shenemar Pasuk says, "Vatziach Hashem Lekech Mitzrayim Lailo."
At night, Abu Gishiyotzu. When did the actual leave Mitzrayim? Lo Yotzu Lebiyoyim. They only left in the morning. Shenema Mimochras HaPesach Yotzu Bnei Yisrael Biyad Roma. So this everybody holds. Ama Nechleku. What's the machloikis here? Al Shas Kipozim. That the Pasuk says you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until Ad Shas Kipozim. Now, what does Kipozim mean? Doing something fast. Reb Elezer ben Azai Yisover, my chipozin the Mitzrayim. When the Mitzrayim became fatumot, that was b'shas makas b'chayrus. So it means you're allowed to eat the korban pesach until chipozin of Mitzrayim, until chatzos. Reb Akiva Yisover, my chipozin the Yisrael. No, it means when the Yidden got fatumot, when they left Mitzrayim, and they first left in the morning. So that's how you get these two zmanim. Moratanya Nami Hochi, Hoitziach Hashem Lotechemi Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took us out Balaila. For the Gemara of the Chiba Laila Yotzu, do we really go out Balaila? Balaila Yotzu Ela Bayoim Shenema Mimochras HaPesach Yotzu Bnei Yisrael Biyad Roma. That Yidin and Metzias first went out of Mitzrayim the next morning. Ela Malameh Sheshchilu Lehem Gula Meberim. That the Gula started at night time. That means they got Rishus to leave at night. So that's this Machlaikis, if that Gula means something or not. Says to Machlokes Reb Elezer ben Azai and Kiva that we spoke out Psak Halacha. There's no real Psak because there are Stam Mishnayos in both ways, and therefore blies like a Sveik of the Dina. Right? Davin No, the Pasuk says Davin No Biyaz Nayom that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, please speak to the Yam that they should borrow gold jewelry from the Mitzrayim. Amid Verab Yanai Ein No El Loshem Bakosha, like that Kodesh Baruch Hu was begging Moshe. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Bebakoshim Michoch, like I'm begging you, Leich V'yemol El Nisro, go and tell the Yidin, Bebakoshim Michem, please, Sho'alu Mimitzrayim, Kli Kesev, Kli Zov. I want everybody to borrow from the Mitzrayim gold and silver, so that when they leave Mitzrayim, they should leave with a lot of gold.